The class that is going to commence, it may have commenced already, is where there's under 12-year-olds riding ponies that are only, they must be less than 133 centimetres tall. For people in the horse world, this is all, you know, tell me something I don't know. But those kids are here. They have spent years, basically since they could walk, dreaming of this day, and they're up to high dough this morning. They've been out on their ponies since basically daybreak, and showing the ponies the rings, so there's a familiarization process that happens, and nothing is left to chance. Of course, you know, they are animals and they are kids, so there's a lot of unpredictability about what could happen in the ring here today, but there's so many hopes and aspirations riding on what happens on these rings
here. The air is thick with dreams at the moment. So we're going to come back to Dara for an update on one particular class that we are interested in or focusing on this morning, because it's taking place in Ring 2 right beside us. Class 93, the Working Hunter Pony Starter Stakes. Four ponies under 133 centimetres and riders under 12. It's been underway for a few minutes now. 20 immaculately turned out animals and immaculately turned out children are going to jump a course of rustic fences, and the six pony and rider pairings of those 20 that the judges like the best will be called back in to ride another showpiece before the judges make their final decision. Now, ringside at Ring 2, watching the Cat Candy and Freya Kavanagh. Dara McCullough, what's happening, Dara?
Hiya, Philip. Yes, this class is well underway. We have had six clear rounds from six competitors. We're on competitor number 10 now, so three of the ponies pulled up. It's fairly even, Stevens. There's no particularly tricky jump. The number 8, it's a pretty hard turn into it. It's a bit more elaborate kind of a jump and a kind of a narrow little piece of birch on the top. Very easy to topple over, but most of the riders seem to be handling it ably. Bear in mind, none of the riders here are over 12 years of age, but they are fearless, focused and ferociously competitive. They're riding ponies worth up to 30,000 euros, I'm told. So this is serious stuff. What it's likely to come down to, Philip, if so many clear rounds continue, is maybe the section where the riders have to dismount. It's called the in hand part, and also their way of going, in other words, how they handle that pony as it goes through its paces.
Okay, well, we'll be back after Freya has ridden her round to see how all of that is going. Now, we have been paying special attention all morning to Class 93 in Ring 2, the Working Hunter Pony Starter Stakes. Ringside for Countrywide is Dara McCullough. Where are we at, Dara?
Philip, we're just on the second last competitor now. We were, of course, had our fingers and toes crossed for Freya, who was out on the Cat Candy. She did a brilliant clear round, but she has just been nudged out of the top six. It's the top six that go forward for the final showpiece section. She's just been nudged out of that by 0.2 of a point. That's how tight things are. But her mother, Sarah, is here with me now. Sarah, I think you're very proud of her performance today.
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't ask for more. She's got herself here, and that's all you can ask for. Yeah. She's done her clear round. That's all she wanted to do, because that's all she can control.
Yeah. And of course, when she was there in the top six, she was lying in sixth place there for a good few rounds, but just got nudged out of it. But there's always next year, isn't there?
There is, and the cat is actually not her pony, so she has her own pony at home, and she's hoping that she'll qualify her own pony next year.
Yeah, I mean, once the adrenaline dies down out of your system, you'll be exhausted, will you?
Absolutely. It's a long couple of days. The prep starts during the week, and yesterday was heavy going. We get the pony in here, and Freya rode in here last night to get herself used to the surroundings and stuff. So yeah, it's tiring. You don't get much sleep the night before.
If you went back home to Gorey last night and then back up, what time did the alarm clock go off this morning?
The alarm was off at 3:30 this morning.
You were probably awake even before it went off, were you?
I don't think I slept last night,
really?
To be honest. The nerves just kind of take over, because all you want is them to be home safe. it doesn't matter where they come if they can just come out of that ring safe and sound. That's all.
Granddad Tom was here as well. He was her groom, which meant that when she had to dismount and strip the pony of the saddle and all that, he was the man there calming her down. But she seemed very calm. Like, I watched her. She was perfectly erect and focused in that saddle before she literally strolled up to and broke into a canter before she took the first fence.
Yeah, absolutely. Frail, hold her nerves. She gets very nervous in the practice ring. Once she gets into the ring, she knows what she has to do, and she just does it.
Well, listen, well done. Congratulations on a brilliant performance here today by all the family and the cat Candy. Yeah. Philip, I'm afraid there's going to be no silverware going home to Corey this evening, but still an incredibly proud family returning back to base.
0.2 of a point to be pipped and pushed out of the places, out of the rosettes by that much is
heartbreaking.
Cruel stuff. Dara, thank you very much. Best to Freya, best to Sarah.